This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Friday, the 22nd of September. How we start the hour out with where we are, what time it is. Does anybody know? Does anybody know what time it is? Does anybody really care what time it is? Well, I do. I'm Doug Steffen, and Victoria Keelan cares. So does Jennifer Warren. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington, where I will be in a few hours to tape a television program that is ancillary to the radio program we do and the podcast of the American Family Farmer, which you can find at Blog Talk Radio or iTunes or wherever. What was the old slogan at the end of the commercial? Wherever good towels are sold, or whatever the item was. So wherever good podcasts are, you can find the American Family Farmer. You can find, in fact, a podcast every week of the DJV show, some items that are juicy from on air, and then some juicier ones off air, like the girls talking about their torsos. You know, little things like that that are important for all of us to know. And speaking of knowing, this is from the Did You Know and Do You Care department. 38% of millennials have at least one tattoo. I believe that includes the three of you, seeing as I'm not a millennial. Jennifer's not really either, but she's got a tattoo someplace.
I don't have a tattoo.
I was going to say, when
you
did Jen get one?
No. Oh, I thought you had one somewhere secret.
No.
Private. Really?
No.
Where did I get that idea? Well,
I don't know.
Victoria has one.
Just one.
Just one. Kara, you've got one someplace too, don't you?
Yeah, I have one. Not anywhere private.
23% of millennials have piercing somewhere other than an earlobe. Why would people put one of those things on their tongue, for example? Or why? How do you eat when you have one of those?
They like to talk like this.
Yeah.
So
I have a few friends who have that.
Yeah, besides earlobe, does that include, like, the cartilage at the top of your ear? Is that different, or do they just mean somewhere besides your ear entirely?
No, that counts. Besides ear. I mean, any place beside an earlobe, sure.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The top of your ear.
In your nose.
People have them on their eyebrows.
Yeah.
Oh, gross. And some have...
Down in, you know, the nether regions.
The nether region. Is that, like, what's Never Never Land?
It's a thing for some people,
yeah,
apparently.
That is a thing, yeah.
Okay, let's keep moving here. 6% of boomers have tattoos, and 1% of other groups, boomers have other piercings, too, but not many of them. I don't know anyone that's my age. Well, that's not true. I know a few people who have tattoos. My sister has a tattoo.
What an outrage.
Well, it was interesting to find out.
Where is your sister's tattoo?
I think it's on the back of her neck now that I think about it. Now I'm trying to remember where it is.
Is it recent, or she had it for a long time?
Yeah, no, it's pretty recent.
Blonde sister or dark-haired sister?
Dark-haired sister. My younger sister. I wouldn't be surprised if my older sister... Well, she's got a lot to say, and so that's one place where
she... The flight attendant, then.
Yeah, no, the flight attendant is my older sister. I think she has one, too, though, now that I think about it. Anyway.
You were never tempted? Were you ever curious?
Nope. I don't. I am. When my son started getting tattoos, I was horrified.
Oh.
And then when he told me about how
he's
it was
pretty
done,
much covered, so.
He's got a lot of tattoos.
Yep. Yeah,
he basically has the story of his mother on his body.
Oh.
Anyway, go ahead.
I was going to ask, when exactly does the baby boomer generation start?
1946 to 19... What year is Rich born? Whatever year he was born in is the end of the
line. Okay, so my parents fit in there. I think my dad's just an anomaly.
Oh, yeah, your father's a boomer. Yeah, no, your father's definitely a boomer.
Yeah, my parents, too.
Your father's got tattoos, doesn't he?
He's completely covered, and he's got more earrings than I do as well.
Really?
He does?
Yeah.
Your dad keeps getting more interesting.
Oh, her father's a dude. I can tell by looking at his picture.
He's got a long beard.
He's
and covered
character.
In tattoos, and he's got, like,
he looks like Hell's Angel.
Five earrings up his lobe on one side.
He looks like a member of ZZ Top.
Yeah, actually, kind of does.
Well, like a member of ZZ Top. By the way, I have to be very careful. I was once again reminded last night at dinner that I interrupted you yesterday. I think there was a count going on, as a matter of fact.
Boy.
We were talking about interrupting, and so...
what do I get for each tally mark? Every time you interrupt me, what do I get?
An ice cream cone.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, an empty ice cream. No ice cream in it, just the cone.
But well, today's ice cream cone day, so that's a good one for Karen.
It is. Yep.
I'm not allergic, though, so it shouldn't be empty. It should actually have ice cream in it.
White chocolate day today, hug a vegetarian day, elephant appreciation day, and business Wednesday. That's important. World Rhino Day.
You know what made me laugh? There was a story on Drudge Report last night. Somebody did a poll about vegetarians. They said that the majority of vegetarians are 1 in 5, or I don't know. I'll have to look up the number. But anyway, the point was that when vegetarians get drunk, they eat meat.
I've seen that happen. I would believe that.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be against being a vegetarian to be drinking?
No.
No?
No, vegetarian is just you're not supposed to eat meat.
Yeah.
I mean, different from vegans who don't eat anything that comes from an animal at all.
Four legs and they're out.
Nothing, like, yeah.
Two legs, too.
Cheese, eggs, all that, nothing.
Fish, yeah, leather, anything like that.
Yeah.
No, it's hard to eat leather.
Well, they don't wear leather.
All right, so
my mom's cooking is like eating leather.
The tattoo. The nation's pediatricians want teenagers and young adults to be aware of potential health issues with tattoos and piercing. This is the first ever recommendations on health and safety tips this week from the a group that is concerned. This is the same thing. I would say to you, if you're a parent of a teenager, this would be the same thing as having your daughter or your son become a bodybuilder, a weightlifter. Anything that affects the body as it continues to develop is not good. Anyone who really seriously, there are more and more women in college who are becoming bodybuilders, and men too, as they start to play football or whatever the athletic event is. If you're not 18, 19, in some cases, depending on your growth, 21, if you acquire a great deal of musculature on your frame, it'll stunt your growth. It'll affect, because the muscles hold, when you're older, they hold the bones together. When you're younger, they hold the bone growth back. So, it has nothing to do with this, except it comes from the same group.
Steroids probably don't help either.
Yeah.
Steroids, well, you don't have to be. A lot of bodybuilders don't use steroids. But it just, yeah, that's horrible for you.
Yeah. But the same thing happens to girls who do gymnastics.
Yeah.
I have a friend who was competitive from a very young age, and it really messed her body up.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't menstruate. Well, it's the muscle.
You're going to have to develop. You're going to be a really good gymnast. You have to develop really a lot of strength and muscles.
You also have to be so tiny. And
Naturally super short. They're just, it stunts their growth, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So, do I go back to the pediatricians and what they say about teenagers and tattoos? The feds don't regulate the industry. Rules vary from state to state. In some states, matter of fact, minors as young as 14 get tattoos if they have permission from their mother or father. When it comes to sanitary conditions, there's a wide variation. See, that's the concern, I think, for most. The pediatricians recommend that you talk with your adolescent about the importance of hygienic practices in piercing and tattoo parlors. Make sure practitioners use new disposable gloves, needles from a sealed sterile container, and fresh unused ink poured into a new disposable container. See, who wants to put ink on their bodies? Yeah, believe me, my son and I have had a lot of conversations about this. He's okay. One of the things I was worried about early on was getting HIV or hepatitis, because that stuff is more transferred from needles than anything else. And somebody can say, well, we've got new needles. Unless you see them come out of a package, I wouldn't believe that. It's like going to an acupuncturist and they use old needles. Use needles that, they used to be able to boil them. And if you go to a good acupuncturist, that would be fine. But if you don't know the acupuncturist, how do you know they were boiled?
Right. I'd like all new needles, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's why that's the law now. Everybody has to use a new needle. So.
And tattoos, I think that is the law. I know it's not regulated by the government, but that is, I think, a law state by state. It has to be a new needle. I mean, I only have one tattoo, but, you know, the guy made it a point of having everything out in front of me and showing me that everything was brand new as he opened the little plastic, you know, wrapper and everything for the needle and the ink and all that. So if you don't see that happening, then you should probably leave.
Well, there are ways of getting infections, and so you got to be, you just have to be smart about it. And if you have something that develops around where you had that tattoo, you got to see a dermatologist right away.
Yeah.
So, but
14, that's so young.
It's really, I think the best thing to do if your child is insistent, well, first of all, remember, you're the parent, not the child. So if you say no, then that's the answer until they're 18 and out of the house. But if you decide that, oh, well, maybe this isn't bad, you need to have a tattoo, I mean, you have a tetanus shot first and find out how the skin will react. There are ways you can test your skin with just a little bit of the stuff, stick a needle on your skin and see if it, sometimes because if it's allergic, it'll swell up on your skin, like poison ivy.
Yeah, and...
if it doesn't work for
I would just generally suggest, and this kind of goes for everything, is don't just do it spur of the moment. Like, you should look into a ton of reviews for the place that you want to go to and the tattoo artist that you want to go to. Because I know that there are plenty of people, whether they're drunk or sober, who just, you know, decide that they want to get a tattoo and walk into a random tattoo salon.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good
10 minutes later, they're sitting in the salon. Yeah.
Listen to your mother, boys and girls. That's the thing to do as far as I'm concerned. Speaking of listening to your mother, your mother probably told you that you are what you eat. And, of course, your mother was always right. But under the circumstances, there are so many questions about what is edible around now, what's organic, what isn't, what's safe, what isn't. So I'm going to send you in the direction of Super Beets, yet another consideration for having a glass of Super Beets like Jennifer does every day and like Victoria does every day and Kara does every day. Be like them when you grow up, boys and girls. Super Beets. A glass of Super Beets will bring your body around to a place every day that is almost like plu perfection. You know what the plu perfect case is? Plu perfect. It is so important, especially if you're in the age group that we're talking about here, actually, to have healthy blood flow. If you're kind of getting lethargic during the day, if you don't have the energy that you used to have, the stamina, then, and maybe you don't even have good blood pressure, you need to be on this tout suite, en français. That means now. Get at it. The athletes that are using Super Beets, legions of them. This is one of the few cases where pretty much everybody agrees. There are lots of people who are concerned about certain supplements and the claims that are made for them. There's nothing you can find about Super Beets that's bad. As a matter of fact, everything about it is good because it's all from food. There's nothing added to the beets. They're grown, they're harvested, they're cooked, they're dried, and then they're powdered, put in the canister. Nothing happens in between. It's all a process that goes on in that farm where they have 400 acres of beets. Can you imagine? Looking out over 400, that's a lot of beets. Well, it's because this stuff has become so popular. And it's so popular because it works. So do yourself and your body and your life, do yourself a favor. Super Beets are available easily by going to DougLikesBeets.com. That's DougLikesBeets.com. 30-day supply free with the first order, free shipping. Ask about the book, Beat the Odds, DougLikesBeets.com. It's pretty simple, straightforward, and you'll be talking to people about it like I am. You'll sound like somebody doing a commercial when you're on the Super Beet program. DougLikesBeets.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
At what age do you think Blake Shelton knew he had talent?
Early on, because he's had a really long career. He just ended up getting famous lately, but he started in the 90s, early 90s.
Was he famous for the TV show?
The TV show sort of made him the superstar.
I never knew who he was before the TV show.
Right.
I kind of knew who Gwen Stefani was, but not. I didn't know a lot about her. Well, let's start with Blake Shelton, who's going to release his 11th studio album called Texoma Shore. Texoma Shore on the 3rd of November. Yeehaw! He's all ready for some more. He wrote on Twitter, yeehaw! Who's ready? You have to interpret. How would he sound doing yeehaw?
How's his voice? Very natural, actually.
Yeehaw! Who's ready for some more new music? The reveal follows a string of tweets that he and the voice. Just leaving it at the voice coach. They were, a lot of people looking at what's been posted this week. He offered directions to a red river, quote unquote. All right, we ready for the spoiler alert here? Everybody ready? Jennifer?
I'm ready.
Those geographical coordinates in Shelton's final Twitter hint lead directly to Lake Texoma, a reservoir on the border of Texas and Oklahoma where he was born. Okay, so that's.
I was going to say, I've never heard of Texoma. I've heard of Texarkana, but not Texoma.
Texarkana is pretty much the same sort of thing. A town that's halfway on the Texas border and halfway on the Arkansas border. So Texoma Shore follows up last year's If I'm Honest, and it'll be ready for pre-order today.
He's cranking them out.
It's out. All right, so his pal Gwen Stefani is also in the musical focus and spotlight today because she's got a new Christmas album. Wait just a minute. It's only September. Why?
Yeah, but they do Christmas albums in like July.
But
Dirty Little Secret.
Oh, wait a minute. I saw the other day in one of the trades that a station had gone country, had gone Christmas music
no.
already.
No.
No.
Yeah. Oklahoma
no.
City.
That's not
I
real.
Don't believe
fake
it.
News.
Yeah, no, I don't think it is fake.
Yeah, I no. refuse.
Yeah. That's insane. As a matter of fact, I also saw something that is very interesting about a station converting to all Christmas music all the time.
No.
And isn't there a Christmas channel on Sirius? It's on all the time?
Probably. No. Well, not all the time, but...
They market as Holly, but they're not playing Christmas music.
Oh, okay. All right, so anyway...
But this is a song that she's doing with Blake Shelton for Christmas.
This is the
like
catchiest
Christmas.
Song. They
I like
crank
it.
Crank it up. Let's listen to this. Kara, crank it up.
Baby, you make it feel like Christmas.
Oh, I do like it.
Yeah.
Sounds like Dolly Parton.
A little bit.
You know what's really funny to me is I was just thinking is how much they've done multiple songs together and they're always together. Did she ever do any music with Gavin Rossdale? They were together for 20 years and he
I
was
think
a
they
musician.
Did one song.
And yeah, so it's just it's crazy that Gwen and Blake are doing everything together.
So well, their voices
Christmas,
sound so good
yeah,
together.
Yeah, they sound
which
amazing.
So
they sound happy. Christmas album comes out October 6th, called "You Make It Feel Like Christmas." It's a collective collaboration with her boyfriend Blake, and let's see, they sing together "Jingle Bells," "Santa Baby," "Silent Night," and then some original songs like this. So it's kind of cool. She shared a preview of the title track that was online yesterday, and that's why we have the music we do from the album "You Make It Feel Like Christmas." All right, officially, it's time for Christmas. 28 past the hour.
Work hard now, make things easier later. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In life, you can either work hard at first and then make things a whole lot easier for yourself down the road, or you can take the easy path at first and then make things harder for yourself for the long haul. The choice is ultimately yours. There's no right or wrong in this choice, just choice. You get to decide how you want to spend your life. If you want to spend more time with things being hard, take the easy path at first. If you want to spend more time with things being easier, take the hard path at first. It's really just that clear. You can apply this to the effort you put into anything you do. The harder you work up front, the easier things get. And your future self will thank you for your effort. For motivation along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
If you're looking for a change in color, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during the 4-day super sale, September 22nd through the 25th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is why don't bikers order in drive-thrus more often? Is it because the name drive-thru feels exclusionary? They should call it drive or ride-thru. But then, I'd need three extra arms to hold my drink and burger and fries. Nah, I'm happy with just two arms.
Got
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Doody. I did that last half hour, didn't I? I do that. Well, I feel like that's a good way, kind of like that old. Who is it? Who is the country? Minnie Pearl. Remember? Well, you don't remember because you're all too young to remember. Howdy! It's kind of like what Blake Shelton says about his new album, right? Yeehaw!
It's something.
We could. All right, so what's the silliest. Let's just think for a second about the silliest exclamation you can come up with. Hey, Jennifer, what do you think the silliest exclamation is? Some noise, some, like, wowee. What do you have in your...
I don't know.
It's too early in the morning.
Oh, come on.
Mine all involve expletives, so...
Yeah, that's about the silliest I get.
All right, here's mine. Awooga!
There
you go. That's well, you're playing along. All right.
For that, once
that
in my
sounds
life.
Like
is that like down Periscope? I mean, that
yes,
sounds like
that's right. Yeah. That's what that when the Periscope is supposed to go down and the sub is supposed to dive, they hit the ooga, ooga, ooga in the sub.
Wow. I feel sorry for anyone who's just tuning in right now.
This is the DJV experience.
Oh yeah, it's an experience. Sorry,
an experience. Yes. Jennifer and Victoria and Kara. All right. How many people knew there were secret laws? This is also, this hour is dedicated to things that you didn't know, and perhaps you might want to care about them. There are secret laws that no one knows about. Secret from the American people, secret from everybody. The only people who know about these laws are the president and a couple of select, confidants in any administration. Presidential policy directives known as PPDs. Anybody know about these? PPDs?
No.
Give the president the power, authority to sign laws in secret without disclosing them to anybody, including people that run the various branches of government that are affected. Obama had 42 PPDs. George W. had 91. Ronald Reagan had 325.
Whoa.
And most of them were secrets pertaining to nuclear weapons and what he was agreeing to with from the Soviet Union when they had their meeting and what happened after that. There are no checks, no balances, because nobody in Congress knows what these things are. You can't find them in the Federal Register. President can sit down and create a law out of thin air without anybody in the National Security Council knowing anything about it.
But how is it enforced, then, if no one knows it?
I think that's a good question. How these
wouldn't
things,
that be the only question?
Imagine if a president wanted to put certain groups of people into internment camps or something like that. It could be done with no vote, no oversight.
Right, but then someone would have to know about it to enforce it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
The president himself, unless he wants to go out in the middle of the night and go commando. I mean, that just seems like this can never stay totally secret.
There's a visualization. Donald Trump running around commando on the White House lawn.
I like it.
You think that's a good idea? Yeah. I just thought it was an interesting
Have we ever found out what they were?
Somebody must know what they are, otherwise there wouldn't be a number. How would they know what these numbers are? Yeah. All right. So that's something I thought I would share with you, because I like to share the most important things with you three. All of the millions of folks who are actually listening with either one ear or both ears to what goes on here. All right. I want to talk about the Pope for a minute. Do I have your permission to talk about the Pope?
We like the Pope.
We do like the Pope. He has been pretty candid this week. A lot of personal comments on the sexual abuse of children by priests. Said yesterday the Catholic Church arrived late in dealing with the problem. Speaking in unscripted remarks to a commission in the Vatican advising him on how to root out sexual abuse because it continues. Also acknowledged that early in his papacy he had made one bad call in being too lenient with an Italian priest who went on to not only abuse again, but abuse again and again and again. He also has decided to change current procedures for dealing with abusive priests by eliminating appeals trials in cases where there was definite proof. How about you just let the priests marry? Or live with a nun, or do something like that.
Or live with a nun. Oh, come on.
But that's not why. Marriage isn't going to change the fact that they're pedophiles.
Well,
there are a lot of people who are pedophiles who are married. I mean, look at the guy from Subway, Jared. I mean, that's the most recent case.
Decreases the chance of some kind of sexual experience?
No, I don't think it's related at all. It's a mental illness. It's a mental illness. There are plenty of pedophiles out there who have never married or would never consider being a priest or not, because it has nothing to do with it. Like, one is your job and one is who you are mentally.
I don't know. I mean, I struggle with the idea that priests should be allowed to get married, but I mean, I respect the tradition of the church in that priests should be focused on what they're there to do. They marry the church, they marry God, instead of marrying a partner.
I marry Jesus.
I think what the problem that they are coming to right now is that they're just less of a pool of people who are willing to make that sacrifice at this particular moment in history.
I mean, in the case, like, when all this stuff went down in Ireland, two of my uncles were affected by this, and it was a devastating discovery for the family, but, you know, the two priests in question were drawn to the church because it provided them sort of a camouflage for their deviance. And so I think some cases these types of mentally ill people who are pedophiles are drawn to that profession because of the access to little boys. I mean, it's horrible, but, you know, it's not all priests, but these are mentally ill people. I mean, I grew up Episcopalian, so the priests have all been married, and so, but that doesn't mean that there aren't, you know, cases of pedophilia in any religion, you know, but it's to me, that's part of the Catholic Church of being married, I guess, to God,
so
right?
It isn't so much that it's abnormal, it's that it was condoned there in that setting. Maybe that
it was overlooked.
They didn't condone it. They were trying to hide it so that they would save face.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Next person in the news is Angela McQueen. All know who Angela McQueen is? Angela is the teacher who grabbed and wrestled with a gunman that went into that high school in Illinois, Mattoon High School. The shooter was a minor, and this showed up for a class, and he had a gun, and he started shooting, and he shot one of the students, actually, in the cafeteria. The teacher was on duty in the cafeteria, and she ran toward this youngster and wrestled him to the ground. This was, you know, one of those things, again, how do you... The scary thing is that kids have access to guns. I have a guy who works for me on the farm, whose son broke into his gun collection. There's a he and the father and the wife are getting divorced, and this guy's got a gun collection that he got from his father. It's a rifle, it's a pistol, it's a bunch of things, and he has a permit for it, but it's locked up. He never has access, doesn't use it. So the kid somehow gets the key, gets into the closet, and takes the sawed-off shotgun or whatever it is. I don't know, it's a 2-gauge. It's a big gun. And he takes it apart so he can hide it and get it out of the house somehow. And father found out about it, called the police. The police chased this kid down, stopped him, and he took the barrel of the gun and whacked the policeman over the head with it. So you can imagine what's going to... And this is a guy who's just out of school. And so, but I go back, the reason I tell you the story is because here's a gun that's in the appropriate setting and still somebody gets at it and does something, who knows? I mean, he took the gun apart because he wanted to move it. If he'd have put it back together again, what he would have done? Because he's a bipolar kid, he's a troubled kid. And this woman who chased down this student, he had, when she got him to the ground, he had his finger on the trigger. And another bullet went off. He hit one student, and one of them went into the ceiling. But imagine. She was walking.
Even school isn't safe. That should just... that. In New York City, all the schools have metal detectors that the kids have to walk through, and that just makes me sad. It's just sad.
Yeah. You know what, though? I have absolute respect for so many teachers and the things that they will go through and do for their students.
Yeah, it's tough being a teacher. It's being a policeman now. It's very tough stuff.
Sometimes even worse than being a policeman. At least policemen are armed.
Yeah. Right.
And go after, you know,
and train.
Up next, why did two women deposit $100,000 in a toilet? You know, you do deposit things in toilets, but not often you put on $100,000.
Not my money, typically. I wish I had that problem.
In the meantime, between time, MyPillow. You have natural cycles of sleep, do you not? Your body is naturally encoded to respond to light and to dark, and you have sleeping rhythms. God bless Mother Nature. As the human body evolves, falls asleep, after it works hard all day long, I'm thankful that I have figured out how to. I've always slept pretty well, but I've sort of come up with a formula now to get a good night's. When I go to sleep,
formula is my head hits the pillow.
Hits the pillow.
And that's it.
Right. Well, sometimes people think about what's going on or has gone on during the day, and it is a distress signal. So if you have a good book or something, and you can read something good before you go off. But you're right. Hitting the pillow is the other key here, Jennifer, giving your head and your neck support. And that's why MyPillow has become so popular, because not only do they stay cool, MyPillows stay cool all night, stay in place all night. After you work them around so that they are set up just for you, You go to sleep and you wake up refreshed like never before. And the idea that I've laid on you is that the pillows need to be replaced every year. So there are lots of different reasons to go online to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJD and get yourself some new MyPillows. MyPillow. By the way, the other thing, there are three reasons here that I had on my mind right now. One of them was what you can do with a MyPillow. The other is understanding how the sleep cycle works. And the third thing is that you get four pillows for the price of two. Yep. The four-pillow pack, two premium pillows, two travel pillows, 50% off the regular four-pack price. Yes, that's sort of an alliteration, four-pack price. 50%, remember that, off the four-pack price. Get your new MyPillows now at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code DJV for the 50% off deal.
Guys, hurry into JCPenney for the men's wardrobe sale and save 50% on select suit separates, sport coats, dress pants, and more, including big and tall. Check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get all your work to weekend apparel in extended sizes, up to 5XL and 54 waist in store and 60 waist at JCP.com. Plus, stack on the savings and get your coupon on the JCPenney app to save an extra 15%. Hurry, and soon, that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 922 to 924. Some exclusions apply. See store at JCP.com for details.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so why did these women deposit this money in a toilet in Geneva, Switzerland?
Did you look for money in a toilet?
Two Spanish women flushed roughly $120,000 down toilets at a bank branch and also some nearby restaurants. The Geneva prosecutor's office said the first incident involved cutting up the bills. Security camera footage led investigators to the two Spanish women. A lawyer for the women confirmed the cash belonged to them. So why is it illegal if they want to get rid of it? If you want to flush the... Maybe there's a... Isn't that symbolism? Well, don't we often say, well, buying something like that, might as well flush the toilet, the money down the toilet, right? You've heard that expression.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. The European Central Bank...
Do you think money grows on trees, young lady?
Yeah.
Flush it down the toilet.
Right. So they think that this is a way to launder money. I don't understand how you launder money by cutting it up and throwing it down the toilet.
They're washing
They're getting this wrong.
Oh, I see.
Clearly they've got this wrong.
Yeah, that's a different kind of laundering money.
Laundering money goes into the washing machine, not the toilet, ladies. Come on.
Imagine putting it in the dryer. I think I remember one story. This is many
years ago. Oh, I wash money all the time.
Do you really? Right,
by accident.
Yeah, right.
A couple bucks in a pocket somewhere.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. I remember one story many moons ago. I think when I was working in Cincinnati about a fire in a house that was caused by a dryer that burned up because the heat started some money that was in the pans of some pocket on fire. So. Be careful.
That's unfortunate.
Listen to your Uncle Dougie. Don't put money in your pocket and then wash your pants. That's not the way to launder money. 10 minutes for the hour here on the DJV show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now. Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
All right, 53 past the hour, Tech Talk time. It's a routine here on this program to go through the top five items from the week as we count down from number five to number one in terms of technology. I have sort of an add-on. Victoria Keelan will do the honors for most of it, but there's some news from Kohl's that I thought was worthy of a moment here, bringing your Amazon returns to Kohl's. They announced that next month they'll start accepting Amazon returns at 82 stores. So is this the first step of Amazon taking over Kohl's?
Yeah, they do have, they have some sort of a partnership. I don't know if Amazon owns part of Kohl's already, but this definitely looks like this is the beginning of, I mean, when you can return things, and they and Kohl's will ship your returns back to Amazon free.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting, too.
Something's going on there,
yeah.
All right, let's get to the real top five. That's sort of a countdown extra. Number five, a focus on Apple and how they're going to help you if you have, well, I guess they want to help Siri, and then Siri helps you, right? Is that how this works?
Yeah, they're trying to hire counselors to improve Siri's mental health support for iPhone users. Of course, they've gotten a lot of attention with the new iPhone, the facial recognition and the emoji features and everything. But one of the things that they found in doing a lot of research into how people use the iPhone and especially how people use Siri is they found people have lengthy conversations with Siri, and a lot of the times it's about mental health. Siri has specifically been asked questions like about depression. People have actually asked Siri, what are the symptoms of depression? How do I know if I'm depressed? Things like that. And so Google has also been working on testing a mobile search for depression and symptoms as well. Beyond Apple and Google, other mental health apps that are becoming a little more in the forefront, there's one called PTSD Coach, and it's actually provided by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. They created the app to offer strategies and coping mechanisms for veterans who have PTSD and suffer from depression. And so Apple's sort of taking a little bit of a note from them and trying to find out how they can integrate that information into Siri.
All right, next, counting down to number one. At number four, a warning. I guess that's this is sort of a dire warning.
This is a big warning. Don't search online for Avril Lavigne. Use extra caution. McAfee, who, of course, is the security firm, they issued a statement this week saying that Avril Lavigne, searching for her, is the number one most dangerous celebrity to search for in terms of malware. And they said 22% of the time when you search for Avril Lavigne, if you go through any of those search results, that you will get a virus on your computer. So this, of course, affects PC users more than it does Mac users. However, there apparently are a list of celebrities. They're mostly musicians, which is weird. The top 10 list is dominated by musicians. Bruno Mars, Carly Rae Jepsen, Zayn Malik, and Celine Dion are the top five with Avril Lavigne. So be very careful if you're searching for any of those musicians and make sure that the links you land on and click on are secure.
All right, number three, back to Amazon and where they're going to locate their second headquarter.
Yeah, and so New York City this week threw their hat in the ring to lure Amazon.com's proposed second headquarters. They're calling it HQ2. The initial one will stay where it is in Seattle, but they are looking to go to a different state and most likely a larger city. So now, of course, everyone is trying to solicit Amazon. And one guy in Arizona, a businessman, in a very funny attempt to get Jeff Bezos' attention, sent him a 25-foot cactus. So we'll see where HQ2 ends up, but the deadline is October 19th for submissions.
Good. You got to be a good salesman for that. Number two is a way for you to get some dough out of your old iPhone.
This is the iPhone 8. It was released this week, and so, of course, people are worried about how they can get the most money for their iPhone 7 or 6, and there are a lot of ways you can do it. You can go straight through the iPhone upgrade program. Amazon has a smartphone trade-in program, which will give you Amazon credit, and then you can also go to eBay, which is actually giving more money than other services right now.
Really? All right. And number one is a focus on why it's good to know how to use a Joybox, a joystick for in an Xbox.
Well, it's true. The U.S. Navy has announced that they will be using Xbox 360 video game controllers to operate periscopes on some of their newer, more advanced submarines. The USS Colorado is a nuclear-powered sub, and that will launch in November, and it will have an Xbox 360 controlling the imaging systems, which is very cool.
All right, for those of you who think Uber is a tech play, you'd be interested to know they have lost their license to operate in London for a time because of various irregularities. And so those of you who are going to London, you won't be able to use your Uber. 59 after the hour here.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.